Blog Talk Radio.
Try not to write a song so sad.
Baby, we
have what you call unconditional
love.
Far more than just beautiful.
She
added the sun to my cloudy day.
Way
too strong to ever fade away. It felt like that at the
time.
Never seen her be a friend of mine. I considered her my lucky charm.
She
cooked and got my heart away from harm. No,
I try not to write a song so sad. When you gave all you had.
To myself just to keep my smile.
Wow.
All the pieces came falling down.
Yeah.
Saying she's still gonna stick around.
Wow.
Here I am, same place again.
Home.
With my friends, my faithful pad and pen.
Hey.
Always seem to somehow help me through.
Till
I get a chance to talk to you. And just wanted to see how you do.
No.
to go our separate ways.
This night is done.
I'll be wanting to hold on to you again. Wish we could push it all away. Cause then I know
that we can show what we have from.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. Welcome on and all. After a long hiatus and a break, sickness, all kinds of crazy stuff has happened. We've returned to form. We're bringing back that new style of speak here on Epiphany Radio Universe, the Starship, where we boldly go where poems have never been before. I am your host, Mojave, also known as Havruk, also affectionately known amongst my people as King Drip. Welcome to the third edition, actually episode 25 of Fly Speak Open Mic. 25 episodes. Each episode is its own universe, its own space. It occupies its own dimensions, and this will be no different. I had to do it. I'm sorry. I'm in the business of chasing my dreams and putting people where the way of abundance works in the way of poetry in the best way possible. And I am always trying to bring the best poets to this form, this format, this way, this whole incredible thing that we're doing. I am super excited because I swear to you, right, I'm already surrounded by super dope poets all the time because, you know, I'm in the Drip and Vivi Ray Universe and, you know, UGC is all working together, right? It all just happens, right? And so, but I get to also look out over the seas and see amazing poets at all times. Now, I say that to say this. Tonight, here on Fly Speak, I have found three super dynamic poets that are amazing. The energy is right. And they are pretty dynamic. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm bringing them here, you know. My job is to bring forth people who are brilliant lights from the hidden places that they may or may not be in, or people that you may not know, or people that I know on this particular forum. However, I'm doing a lot of talking, so I'm going to land my plane real soon. I'm going to read these stats so you can understand what you're in for, because they're amazing. Now, ground rules are, of course, we leave all mics open. You know, if you have something going on the ground, mute yourself. We're all grown here. Nobody has to hold your hands. Two, please wait for the turn of people having the things that they need to do. Do not skip. All right? But we're going to start out. We're going to read you the background of some of these poets so we can get started, right? So, first person, with a purpose in many trades, Christina Marie is most known for her healing words and powerful voice. Kay Marie, as she's more affectionately known, has been in the spoken world realm for 20 years with 3 poetry albums under her belt. She's assisted in starting and succeeding 3 poetry troops, a poetry slam team, was an indie slam winner aside from gracing multiple stages, platforms, and empowerment functions across the country. She's been presented with multiple photography awards. Her work has been printed upwards of 250 times, including 15 magazine covers. As owner and photographer of K. Marie Photography, she's also the vice president of the 2020 Podcast LLC, which backbones a collection of podcasts, as well as its own, and doing has steadily graced the top 10 podcast list on multiple streaming platforms. Though she dabbles in other gems and projects derived from the arts, these are her main roles aside from being a loving wife and a mother of 2. Whether she is hosting, adorning waste to Reiki, or I think it says Reek Wasted, acting on understood and unmatched visions within Hello City Entertainment, or Merciless Minds, mentoring, painting, teaching, she has often said that she knows her purpose is aligned with people and healing them through her arts. Quote, if I move one person in the room, if I reset them or give them hope, help restore them something in them, then I've known I've done what God has created me to do. So that being said, we're going to bring one of our first folks in, Kay Marie. Kay Marie, are you there?
Hello, 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 everybody. Honor and pleasure to be here. Peace, love, light, blessings to everyone that everyone's ears that this hits, everyone's soul that this touches. Sorry, I'm driving around the corner to the house. I'll be there 2 ticks of a lamb's feather, just in case you hear some things.
Well, it's definitely cool in the gang. Don't worry, we still got to introduce our other features. Hold on for a second. Our next feature is Treva. His poet Johnson is a Beaumont, Texas native. She's an author, poet, motivational speaker, spiritual coach, minister, mother, and grandmother who uses words to edify and enlighten a multitude of people worldwide. Writing is her passion, her fire, her love, her breath of life, and she can give to someone else to encourage them to reflect on truth and apply it if necessary. Her poetry is a tendency to transform unsavory situations or circumstances into something beneficial and beautiful by allowing the words to have a noteworthy platform in her life. She is this poet. This poet, are you there? I know you can't. You sound kind of low right now.
Is that better?
It's a little bit better. We just need you a little bit louder.
A little bit better. Okay, thank you for having me. I'm his poet, y'all, and I'm excited to be here tonight.
All right. Oh, it's a party. All right. And for our last feature, before I start opening up everybody else's mics, our last feature is, hold on a second, Jay Ree. Jay Ree is a 36-year-old creative and previous music industry stylist and personal assistant from West Virginia. Currently, she resides in North Carolina as the CEO of Ascension Virtual Careers and Services. Be Healthy, Be You, a health and wellness company, ready writing publications and scripted productions. She is a proud graduate of West Virginia's only HBCU, the West Virginia State University, with a bachelor's in business and a minor's in fashion, in management, merchandising, fashion, and accounting. During her 14 years in Charlotte, North Carolina, she became a certified Zumba instructor and a North Carolina cosmetologist. You can find Jay Ree in Clubhouse and Poetry Poetry Vibes, where she's the host of Scripted Wordplay and a co-host of Jazzy Vibes with Queenie, Jay Ree, and Bernice, and Up From Here with Michael Maitre. She enjoys nature as a naturalist. You will find dancing, writing, painting, drawing, designing, modeling, hula hooping, sports, singing, reading a good book, sipping a good glass of blackberry manischewitz, I think that's what it is, how you say it, enjoying some aromatherapy and some good vegan food. And you can't forget some comedy. After all, laughter is the medicine to the soul, and every healer knows it's the best to get a daily dose. I will give you Jay Ree. Jay Ree, are you there?
Mojave, yeah. Peace. How are you?
Peace. How are you doing? Ladies, queens, fantastical people and amazing folks, welcome to Fly Speak. I believe the only person I've had on here before is his poet, and she did a fantastic job. And that was like one of my first Fly Speaks too. Crazy, right? That's pretty dope. Here we are, 25 episodes later. Oh no, she dropped. Oh no. All right, but she'll call back in. All right, so ladies, I'm going to introduce you to some of my crew, some of the people around, and some of the people coming. So first person coming up into here, you know, is going to be in the background. One of my favorites, one of my best friends in the entire world, is La Perla Negra, a.k.a. Danielle Cheney. Danielle, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. How y'all doing tonight? I love you.
All right, we're going to follow you up. Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
Ladies, can you hear her?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Yeah, I got speed up because I was supposed to be, like, asking questions by now. All right, so we're going to bring one of Alabama's fighters, one of the drippers, Black Rose, a.k.a. the Black Diamond. What's good?
Good evening, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hi. All right. We're going to follow you with ATL's finest. What did you, Shorty? She comes to me as a rare epiphany. Rare epiphany in the building. Are you there?
Yes, I am. What did you do with the ministry is shouting.
my peaches.
All right, and I do not know this number because I'm horrible at reading numbers. Everybody knows it. But area code 805, who master speaking? Area code 805.
Hello, this is Kay.
Hey, what's happening, Kay? What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm stuck here at work, so tonight I'm just listening in. But I had to call in because I like this phone number, man.
Well, we love the support. All right. And his poet is back, so I got you. His poet, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me better? I got my headset here now.
I could definitely hear you better.
Perfect. All right. Wonderful. Good evening, everybody. Right,
so,
I'm so glad to be here tonight.
Man.
I'm so glad to have all of y'all here. All right. So, you know, the first part of it, we're going to direct to the poets at our features. We're going to do a round and then decide if they want to go for another round before we allow the open mic to happen. So, for my features, and I'm speaking specifically to his poet, Jay Ree, and Kay Marie. All right, so this is a Clubhouse question. How do you feel Clubhouse has framed your work as a poet? How do you feel that Clubhouse has framed your work as a poet?
Hey, this is Kay Marie. I'll just go. I feel that, I don't know, I feel like you have your ups and your downs with Clubhouse. I'm so accustomed to being in front of people and speaking that way that only being able to rely on the voice and the feeling and the vibe that you get, it's a little bit different, but also it's rewarding when you can still get your emotion across. You can still be felt through the sound waves, so I think that's super dope. I think that it's the same with this version, you know, this radio podcast version of poetry. It kind of pushes you to your limits, you know, past the limits that you thought that you had. I gotta have people there with me. I gotta have somebody shouting. I gotta have somebody to look into their eyes and whatnot. In actuality, you don't. When it's in you, it's in you, and you still reach the masses. So I feel like it's elevated it. It's made me think outside the box, and it's also humbled me. So I chalk Clubhouse to being a part of life, if you will.
Okay. Jay Ree or his poet?
I'll go. I'm going to jump in. So, go ahead, love.
Okay. Who?
Okay. I'll go. It's Jay Ree. So, for me, poetry was always just my therapy. And getting on Clubhouse and ending up in a room, it was object writing. And I was like, oh, this should be fun, you know, just something to try out. And little did I know that it was really going to change, like, my life when it came to everything, you know, the way I write. I normally don't write from prompts, but now I have so many poems from prompts that it's crazy, you know. Like, one phone has 300 and some notes in it, you know, and majority of them are really poems, or at least the start of a piece of a poem, you know. So it's really transformed everything. With the way that I do poetry, it helped me express myself even more than I thought that I ever would, really, because I never thought I would share it with people as much as I do. And then to find, like, people really liked what I was saying and wanted to hear more was a different thing for me. It was weird, you know, because I didn't write it for people to like it. I wrote it because I liked poetry, and that was just the best way that I could find to say all the things that I felt I
I wasn't allowed to say, or that I couldn't say, or that I was afraid to say, or, you know, or the things that I didn't want people to know. And then to pull that cover off of myself, it was a lot for me. But now, like, I'm not afraid to get out there and even try. As King Drip knows, I don't do what they're great at, but I definitely have a few pieces now because I've been exposed to all types of poetry beyond, you know, what I knew of poetry. So Clubhouse really did impact the way I see it and the way I do it.
Beautiful, beautiful. His poet.
Okay. Well, for me, when I was on Clubhouse was, of course, I kind of found it during the whole midst of the pandemic and, you know, got on there. It was really a good way to, you know, just keep everything going. Like, I've been doing poetry and folklore and speaking in front of audiences for a very long time. But having the voice, you know, on the phone, and it helps, it just makes you more comfortable. And you're able to be exposed to a lot of different people and hear a lot of different people. It was a very eye-opening experience for me and on many different levels of my life. And it helped me to grow in a great deal in various different ways as well. But with poetry, just something that was so cool to see the different ways poetry branches out within a community. And it helped me to broaden my horizon mentally in regards to certain types of poetry because, you know, being a spiritual poet, which is what I'm pretty much doing, we kind of can get trapped into a box and we don't want to branch outside of that, you know, and, you know, we begin to label things, but it helped me to expand my acceptance of certain things and also dabble in other, you know, types of poetry myself, so. It's been very beneficial to me, and I really have enjoyed it when I was on.
Beautiful, beautiful. So my next question goes to the usage of Clubhouse as a way of networking, marketing yourself, and connecting with poets. It's a three-part question. So part one, have you been able to network outside of your regular realm of poetry? And two, has that network allowed you to travel, interact with other poets in different states? And three, is it something that you find to be worth your time? And I think what I'll do is I'll start with his poet and go backwards. So I'll start with you, his poet.
Absolutely. Yes. I have definitely, you know, gone to gigs, either virtually or in person, through Clubhouse, met some phenomenal people, have some things I'm going, some people I'm still set to meet in person and do some shows. So it's really broadened my horizon in that, well, aspect of meeting different types of folks. And, you know, coming together with them and going out to meet them and breaking those boundaries and made it real. You know, when I met you, Mo, you just made it real. It was phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like when you meet someone in person, it's kind of like you'll know if that bond is kind of, yeah, we're going to kick it for some years. We're going to be in this, you know, we in this circuit. We're in this arena. Or if you just kind of be like, well, yeah, y'all over there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But thankfully, you know, everybody I've had an opportunity to meet through Clubhouse or via poetry or whatever has been pretty cool. And I like the respect issue. I just see everybody on their grind. And I love that for sure. That is phenomenal.
Okay. That's amazing. Jaree.
So networking for me outside of Clubhouse has been, it happened in the reverse a few times. I met a few people that, you know, I met and they were already on Clubhouse and I didn't know it. And then, you know, we ran into each other and
reconnected on Clubhouse. A college friend of mine is well known on the app, and she's like singing all over the app, and I just hop in a room that I see her in, and it's like, you know, wow, you're here, you know, like it was amazing to have that happen, you know, from us being in college together and losing connection and finding each other on Clubhouse. That was dope. And then I've got to actually meet a few people, you know, talk on the phone with a few people. You know, you have FaceTime and all that, so we've gotten to chat on FaceTime and do Zoom. And I actually was outside in Charlotte. I actually just moved, so I apologize for the update on the bio. I'm now back in Ohio. But when I lived in Charlotte, I ran into Mr. Witt outside. He was selling some T-shirts and books, and I was just like, let me support, you know. And he was like, oh, I'm on the app. I was like, definitely come in, you know, some of the rooms, because I didn't remember, you know, him. And of course, you all know I sometimes take breaks from the app, but I've gotten to go out to shows with people that I met on the app, and really, you know, have a good time, you know, and hang out. Like right after the pandemic was over, everybody was looking for something to do, and there was poetry again. And so going to open mics around Charlotte, I had never done it. I'd always wanted to when I first moved there, and been there 12 years, never did it. So now, you know, having that experience is something that, you know, I can attribute to finding a friend that does poetry on Clubhouse, you know, and it led to other things like, you know, her supporting my businesses and me supporting her. So, and it's beautiful. I think that we definitely should all take the chance and the opportunity to connect with each other outside of the app, you know, and grow as a community in person. I think that's a better way to change lives, because look at the impact we all made during the pandemic in each other's lives over an app, you know, whether good or bad or indifferent, it was something to do, you know, and whether it was healing for you or comedy or entertainment, you got that. But now look at how much more impact we can make if we all come together whenever we can. So that's something that I'm looking forward to doing more this year.
Beautiful. Kay Marie.
Yes, yes. Okay, I want to make sure that I'm answering the question. So can you repeat the, because it's like layered.
I know it's a layered. I know, because a lot of times I'll be like, I ask like really layered questions, because, you know, I don't know, people come on and be like, oh, you just asked me some bum questions. You wasn't really paying attention. So I'll just rephrase it like this. How has the app Clubhouse been for you for marketing and networking? You know, is it worth your time? You know, has it benefited you?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm about to go to Texas at the end of the month. Like, shout out to Mike Gwynn. Like, it's definitely opened up more doors. And offered more hand-holding, if you will, and more meeting and greeting of other people in their magnificent pens. I've found so many dope poets. And back in the day, Queen B, I met Queen B when we were on GS Poetry. And it was like a website, and we were in a couple of groups on there, well, forums at the time. And we would write to writing prompts and recorded and posted and critique and love and give tips and all kind of things in those spaces. And so when I was introduced to Clubhouse by Ebony the Goddess, I was like, okay, this kind of feels familiar. So it was like, because, you know, I've been in this for like 20 years, so it was like nostalgic for me to walk into those Clubhouse streets. And so, yes, I do feel like it's worth the time, because I've written more poems to more prompts. I've opened up my horizon of writing. I've seen other poets open up their horizon. I've had an opportunity, like I mentor and I help with people, so I've had an opportunity to do that and live in that part of my craft. I've had an opportunity to get my own thing. Most people, I don't know why, they'd be intimidated to critique my thing, so I have people that are authentically critiquing me back, so then my pen is elevating, so in those performance pieces or whatnot. And I do feel like poetry is also cathartic, and there are also rooms that you can just release and let it be your therapy. So to answer your question, yes, sir, I feel like it is authentic in most of those spaces, and I feel like they are definitely great for honing your craft and becoming deeper with your craft, knowing yourself on a deeper level when it's your writing and your feeling and your emotion and how to convey that on paper. And with no vision, you just going off people's voice and what you feel off of them, I feel like that is just absolutely beautiful. So, yeah, it's open some doors, it's help some hands, all of that, yeah.
All right, definitely. All right, so here we go to our first round of poetry. Are you ladies ready?
Ready.
Okay. So, K. Marie, we're going to start with you. Whatever poem you decide to choose, the mic is yours.
I always feel like I got to go with a love poem. That's what I'm known for. So, yeah, let's do that. And when I told him his rib now belonged to me, it was a discreet way in saying that we were one. And before I could finish my thought, he hit me with an I already know eye. I felt that shit when it was going on, and there's nothing I could do but smile and chuckle, adjust my harness and secure the buckle, because these daydreams just personify our ride, and it is breathtaking. On some pinch me, I must be dreaming type-ish. On some happily ever afters do exist, and he is my bliss, the foundation to my happiness. He is heaven sent. It's also where he traveled from. Aroma so sweet almost smells like perfume, but that's just the me on you, the we on you, the you and I French braided into my nostrils. You see, we be twisted, angel feather and halo scented, marbled and floored with a golden finish, so in sync we can complete each other's sentences, period. He dwells in places I've never seen before, leaves little love notes in the crevices of my core, rib rungs coated with love adorn my insides bejeweled with his love. He creates a sacred place in my center, more sacred than what I had when I entered into this world of the living. He shows me a different living, puts a pep in my breaths and a skip in my movements. His love is like a movie, the one you would play until the film ran out, until the ribbon has to be hand wound. And no, we don't mind. We know it takes work to keep this thing riding, and we're riding till the wheels fall off. It's a ride along, true story. He's my Friday on a Monday morning, the only boy in my hood. My central intelligence knows the upside is loving him good, and I love you better. We NWA, niggas with altitude, straight out of my heart, baby, you my ice cube, and no one cracks my side like you do, but I guess you would know how to tilt your own rib bone, bone of his bone, flesh of my flesh. We are one, like Neo. Because of you, we're living a champagne life in a higher place. You're part of the list that I never knew I needed. If I'm one in a million, then you too love. You love me back to life. You're incredible. Good man, let me love you closer, gentleman. And so much of me loves being the go-to, the supporter of your back. My spine keeps your backbone intact. I help hold you upright and most definitely down. I keep your feet grounded. I force your mind to stay boundless. I sit between your ears and rummage your thoughts. I plant seeds to make sure that this life gives you every single thing that you want. And I have to be honest, I never fell in love. I walk into it freely. No gimmicks of play feelings or false dealings, just light of flight. And we've upgraded to soaring wings as pretty as Maxwell sings. And I'm fortunate to have you, boy. And this woman's work looks amazing next to your ascension. Whenever, whatever, whatever lifetime we are in, we would still end up hand in hand, band matching band for grain of sand after grain of sand. And the fire we make creates matrimony. See, I've been making plans, and baby, you're all over them. Voila, I mean, voila on your magic hands, because see, you've touched me, and I hope I haven't said too much, see. I'm just trying to shed some lightning on the storm I marvel in. You, son, keep my moon lit on some natural shit. He clips my heart and makes my rocket ship, and I said all of that just to say this, my baby. I fucking love you. Oh.
Damn. Wow. Beautiful.
Yes. Whoa.
Yeah, we're throwing the bell early. Can y'all hear me?
Can y'all hear me?
Can hear you. Okay. Okay, yeah, I got I had to go get on my headphones. I was like, let me put the headphones on so I can wild out. Yeah. I had to throw the bell early. I'm throwing bells early. I throw the bell early. Kay Marie, that was a fantastic love poem. Please don't feel that this is a disgusting way that I'm going to say this, but my butt cheeks clenched several times when you were speaking, so I regard it to be a very good poem. You know.
I felt
the clench come
on. All of their clench. I appreciate you.
I felt the clench.
He was like,
ooh. I was like, yo. I said, get that man. I said, get that man a reward. He's doing the thing. She said, ooh, I love you. I was like, ooh, that's some good love.
Yeah. All of that. Appreciate you.
All right. So can we have some flowers real quick? Anybody got some flowers? Let's throw these flowers real quick.
Oh, me. Yo. I just love the passion. The passion was all over that. Like, this slurpy, sloppy, honey, sweet. Just, I loved it. Beautiful, sis. Thank you. That was amazing.
Girl, I was driving over when you was doing it. I was like, Lord, have mercy. She is, yes. So, yes, ma'am, you did that.
Like,
I enjoyed it.
Glitch. Damn, it was powerful and emotional, and it sounded like you was in a euphoric bliss. That was a beautiful piece.
Yeah, that was. It was definitely solid in every way. Every way.
Well,
like, I was over here in my feelings, like, ooh, yeah, mm-hmm. I was in there snapping, clapping, like, It was everything. That first line, especially the way you started. Yeah, that was it.
Super fantastic. I'm gonna just throw one more bell on that. Just one more bell. There we go. Just had to throw
thank
that
y'all
bell
so
there.
Much. I appreciate it all. Thank y'all.
All right. So now we're gonna go over here to you, JV. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. So this piece is I'm sorry.
The mic is yours.
Okay. So this piece is I had to close my eyes so I could see. Clarity was always something like seeing men as trees. So I washed again in the river I cried, but it wasn't enough water there. So I ended up shipwrecked, needing the sea. I cried some more, hoping the tears would be relief, and ended up floating on my back on an island surrounded by an ocean. I thought I could cry my sight clear. I cried so much the water flooded my ears, and I couldn't hear outside of me. All that could be heard was what my heart felt, a beating pounding so loud it startled me straight up, erect, gave me perception I never had, perspectives that helped me to gain my sight back. And it wasn't until I had to close my eyes so I could see, let my mind rest from overthinking in my sleep. I went deep within my inner sanctum, down from the attic to the basement of my soul, repairing the foundation so that my new build can be stable. I got to the root, and with every exposure, I gained understanding. I was finally getting clarity. I had to close my eyes to everything outside of me so I could see her clearly, not as men wanted me to be, not as I've been conditioned by society to compete with women that have nothing to offer but vanity. Nope, I got my sanity from shedding light on the mess and deciding to cleanse, this time instead of without, from within. See, some jobs are internal and can only come to completion by the work of your own hands. So I draw my own line in the sand. Enough is enough. I use my own spit and dust, and I mold and mix it up and cover my own blind to wash away the grit until I see trees as trees again. Peace.
That was beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, she dropped. What just happened? Oh, no.
Blog.
No, that wasn't supposed to happen.
You know Blog Talk can take all that dopeness.
You know it.
Yeah.
Got an attitude tonight.
No, for real, this is crazy. I don't even like that. Damn it. I wanted to give her a rose. She's not here. I'm gonna call her back in. In the meantime, in between time, his poet.
Hey, love.
Would you like to share a piece?
I would. I'm about to literally back off, but I do have a piece to share. And I'm actually ready right now. It's untitled. I don't have a name for this piece, but I hope that y'all enjoy it. Yeah. May I prepare breakfast for you? What needs can I make? Do you hold the ability to decipher when I'm so tired? Will you offer to rub my feet? Can we make an exchange of intimacy that has nothing to do with intimacy? May I reach in your pocket and you reach in mine? Will you show me where this love is when love of self is hard to find? May we speak about complicated things respectfully? Will you appreciate my aura of classy, slightly complicated simplicity? Can you teach me things only my husband can? Will you try to understand me, especially when I am misunderstood? Can we join hands and build together while we discuss deep, serious, and intellectual matters of trust? Can I be a beautiful star in your darkest night? I can feel all wrong, but your presence alone helps me realize how it will be all right. I know some days war meets you when you step outside. May I be a factor to where your peace resides. I'm not asking for perfection. I'm asking you to be real. I won't offer a plate-filled rejection. You offer me something I can mentally feel. There will be no prayers left in my hands to the Almighty, seeking that which he already knows, because you have arrived, causing my insecurities to be dismissed in droves. You know I'm not perfect, and you have your days too. So I will be kind and not expect the impossible from you. Thanks. And I'll make only one promise, to always love you the best that I possibly can. These are just a few things that I desire, my mate. Words written upon paper, one upon one, like a covenant between me and you. This form could be something I've seen in a dream, but still, babe, I've seen dreams come true. Poem.
I had to give one more for good help. Woo! Y'all in here. Y'all in here just making people float. I like that. That's what the woo. Flowers. Let's go flowers. And Jay Reed's back, so we can give her flowers too, because I had to go get it. So we'll go to his role and we'll go back to Jay Reed. So flowers for his poet.
That's beautiful.
I felt that
you guys are.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You guys are bringing a beautiful energy here tonight. You are giving dedication. And recognition to whomever these people, these special people are in your lives, and I love it. The soft flow, the strength, and I'm bad with names, but the first poet, you had a strength that you exuded that was just like, it kept me sitting up straight. I was like, yeah, with the next line, yeah. And then the second poet here, she just came back. Your flow, it's sultry. And it's gentle, and man, y'all just, and this last part, you just, oh my God, y'all are bringing it tonight. I'm loving this energy that I'm in. Beautiful pieces, lady. Very powerful.
More flowers?
I think that, Jerry, that it's something in your spirit that's so peaceful. So when you spit, it makes your soul sit down to listen too. And you got some shit off your chest. And you drop some gems off for some people that's going to help them be their best selves. And I certainly appreciate that. And as for his poet, you my poet now, because absolutely.
Come on now.
Also, there's something about your tone. It's the tone for me. It's the tone that makes me start rubbing my arms and down my body and whatnot. It makes me want to sit and listen and linger on each word. I'm just swinging on words like I'm on a swing set. And absolutely, the way that it's the storytelling in your poem, in your poetry, I'm assuming, that captivates me. And I appreciate that as well. So I wanted to get that out there.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen.
I really enjoyed your piece. It kind of took me to, because I've been in a little slump, so I needed this poetry before work tonight, and you ladies have brought the thunder, and I do really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank I do you. Believe somebody
Definitely
said something
right.
about healing.
Mm-hmm.
Good poetry does that. Good poetry will heal you. Make you reconsider, make you stand and deliver. Make you do a whole bunch of things. And I am very thankful. I knew the energy was going to be crazy. Ladies, would you like to do another round of poetry and then do open mic? Because I always offer that question, you know, offer it between y'all. If that's something.
That sounds like a plan to me.
That will listen.
Hey, me too. I'm always down for another round.
Let's do another round and then get to the open.
Now,
We'll go in reverse order. So, Ms. Foley, do you have another call? Ms. Foley?
Oh, I'm here. Okay, y'all. Okay, I'm ready.
Ms. Foley?
This is a poem. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, no, no, I know what happened. So, I disconnected myself by mistake. I was like, oh, hello? All right, Ms. Foley, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The mic is yours.
This story is based on true events. There's nothing loose about it. Sophia said, girl child in a family full of men ain't safe, and I often wonder why girls are born into such a state. She wasn't protected. Somewhere she slipped through the cracks. She carried her shame like slaves carried trees on their backs. She wasn't protected. First girl born. Circumstances and normalcy placed her in harm's way. Prayers which would only hit glass ceilings didn't stop her from becoming prey. She wasn't protected. She was involuntarily vulnerable. They let down their guard and fumbled. It was different when she arrived here. She was so new. Was life preconceived notions too good to be true? Were they excited at her arrival? Was her portion near survival? She doesn't recall when things did left. Was there even comfort in her mother's breast year after year after year? A creature of darkness gifted her with fear, and the plot grew thicker. At five, she knew something aimed to trick her. Someone close to her, things that don't feel right. A beast of relativity creeps into her room at night. He hurts her body and infects her mind. Security was impossible to find. 11 entrapped in a body that does not understand its experience, so there was no one to protect her. It doesn't make sense. Boundaries didn't exist, and she owned every insecurity on the list. They took her safety for granted. They trusted every member of the family in which she was planted, yet she found courage in her game, so courage she would gain. One day, she stayed home sick from school. Babysitting big brother, age 22, played it cool. He comes in the room while she's sleeping in bed, and he was very, very quiet as he slowly spreads her legs. She expected this offense. She was fake sleeping, so her body got tense. Vomit welled up in her mouth, and she had to spit, but she was so fed up, she said to herself, enough of this shit. She opened her mouth to say three little words. She mustered all the strength of three little birds and said, I'm going to tell mama everything he was doing. Those three words caused his disgust and plans to ruin. She wasn't protected. She slipped through the cracks. She carried shame like slaves carried trees on their backs, astonished that she possessed the power to make this villain cower. Three little words and it ended. Her precious body mended, but she had to fight for her mind. Feeling stupid and trauma gave birth to her grime. She discovered healing through her rhyme in the midst of survival. She felt sadness for so long with a verse on a broken record full of women singing the same sad song of little girls who were somehow neglected. They were molested and not protected. And now we grown women, and we protect ourselves from the power within. I am my best asset, and boundaries is my best.
Go off, sorry. Go off. Okay,
again.
Thank y'all. I'm kind of hoarse, but thank y'all.
Yeah, horse or not, that I'm angry, I'm mad. I feel the progression, I feel the strength, but I feel that, man, I feel some kind of way right now. Very powerful piece. Very powerful piece.
Very powerful. I was told when I started sharing poetry and when I
accepted a call to be a minister years ago that don't bleed on the people and not clean them up. You know, like don't share the pain and not share the solution or the joy. Just don't leave people hanging in the pain, you know? And you don't do that ever. You never do. And I appreciate the way that you tell a story, and I appreciate the way that you make something so ugly so beautiful. I really do. And thank you for your willingness and your boldness to share and go where you go when you write. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
You know, that piece right there just spoke volumes to how what goes on with little girls if you're not watching or paying attention. And a lot of people assume you can leave them with family, and it's not always true, but your piece brought that across very well. I really thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. The act in and of itself is so ugly. And I often ponder and wonder, why is this still happening? And yet I see new stories after new story after new story, and why is this still happening? Why is these children's childhood still being robbed? And so I write like this to put the ugly out there, to make it bold to the molester that's going to come across this piece, and make him think about what it is that he wants to do or what he has done and change, you know. It bothers me. It absolutely does. And I have grandchildren. I have 2 granddaughters and 5 grandsons. And I am very protective, not fearful, because that fear came back around to haunt me with my own children. I'm very careful not to be fearful, but I am very cautious and protective of this. You know, and I educate them, and I believe that we have to get this thing, this is a curse that needs to just die forever. Seriously, you know, and it plagues our families in such a nasty way, and I just would love to see it just go away. Seriously.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I agree with you on, but unfortunately in our communities, it's, you know, things like that are swept under the rug, you know, a lot. And they're not confronted. And when things aren't confronted, mm-hmm. they can't be healed. And at least, you know, like you said, through what you wrote, it takes people having to go through things and going from extreme, you know, to balance that out in their lives, because there's no outlet other than to, you know, go within, or, you know, and sometimes some don't make it within, you know. And I've mentored young women through a program at my old church in North Carolina, and, you know, have little girls come up to me when I mentored in West Virginia, and it was just, it's often disregarded because it is ugly, you know. It's something that's hard to accept, but the culture, it, you know, and certain generations and certain, you know, ways of being that we've accepted allow us to just, you know, kind of overlook it, and the cycle can't be broken that way. I mean, and it's ugly for the truth to be what it is, but it's also uglier to allow it to, like, fester and grow into something that ends up tearing people's lives apart in ways that people can't fathom, because you never know how somebody is going to take it and react, you know, and sometimes it leads to people not wanting to live, you know, and for those that do, the fight and the will to is an everyday thing, you know, and it's not easy by any means. So I feel like,
I've seen,
you know, it's hard to speak up, because a lot of times the victim is the one that's blamed or the one that has to carry the burden and the shame. And it's already hard enough to wake up and go to bed every night with whatever you dealt with on any level. So I really feel like we, you know, it needs to be more you know, more support for those that go through that. And it's hard for people because I guess there's nothing or any guidance, you know, with it. And it's difficult, but at the same time, it's something that people have to realize that in order for it to stop, it has to be confronted.
Absolutely. You know, you made a very valid point about, you know, how people deal with it. And I've seen it on opposite end of the spectrum. I've seen people who've gone through abuse like myself and done everything to prosper, try to prosper and be successful and do this and do that and fight it and work through it and get strong. And I've seen people like my cousin who killed herself in 2012 at the age of 33. You know what I'm saying? Because she had been dealing with it every day. Just like me, but our way of processing was different, you know? So, yeah, the outlets definitely need to be had. Thank y'all so much. I really appreciate all that feedback. That's amazing. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Boom. Wow. So, amazing. JV, are you ready?
I am. I'm over here like, I don't know what to do, but I'm ready. I'm going to go with what I said I was going to do. And this is a letter I thank my soul for helping me to become the whole person that I am and the whole person that I will grow into. I believe that every level that you are at, you are whole in that level as who you are, so to show up as that fully. And then, of course, you evolve and grow as time goes on, but this piece is to my soul. And when I realized that I had no other option than to bet on myself, I went within and met my soul where I was, and I took her where she was afraid to go. Together, we had to confront and expose the falsehoods that pain created, and we stayed there until we exterminated any remnants of doubt, until we had imposter syndrome kicked out and we integrated. In you, I found peace, a peace for myself I didn't even know I'd need. In your wilderness, I found safety. In your mountains, there was shade, stability, and I didn't want to move them, so I found ways around and through them, walked in your valleys, saw your shadows, and stared down illusions of death until there was nothing left of my fear but faith. And in you, I found my strength. You know, you never know what courageous is until it's the only choice you have to make. And sometimes wisdom doesn't come from knowledge. Sometimes it comes by the means of no other option. So when I realized that I didn't have any other option than to bet on myself, I went within and met my soul where I was all along. Peace.
I love that, that it was a letter to your soul. Wow.
Something about that journey to self, I tell you. My goodness. Ooh. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a deep,
I love the deep introspection.
You.
I love the deep introspection. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah. I think that's my downfall sometimes. I like to know why everything is the way it is. And sometimes, you know, you can get too deep. But I liked figuring me out. It was tough, but it was rewarding.
Listen, I was a great poem. I brought in Epiphany. She had hit me in the back channel on IG. Please welcome Epiphany here. Also, I know my other best friend with Moses is in the building, Dawoodi. As I recall, because of these funny names. But they just came in. I don't see him raise his hand yet, so I haven't brought him in yet. But we're going to move forward because time, all of a sudden time decided to move super fast. So before anything else, so Kay Marie, we're going to close out the round with you, and then we're going to hit this open mic as hard as possible. Are y'all ready?
Oh, yes.
All right. The mic is yours.
And here I am, laughing and smiling, authentically happy while watching them, while watching him be his role. His version of fatherhood looks so beautiful and caring and loving. Fingertips, the answers to affection's necessities. Kisses fix tears. His concern band-aids their cares, and his presence mutes their fears. He is amazing at being a girl dad. The Kobe of fathers, if I do say so myself, he is the epitome of what I would want myself, and it's not envy, I swear, but the little girl in me sure is jealous. Not that they have it, but simply that she didn't. It isn't that I'm not happy, because for them, I am ecstatic. But for my inner child, it is traumatic. It makes her hug herself and imagine that it was her daddy. Mimics their laughs in the back of her head. Longs for the innocence and effortless love, affection. She cries tears of repression and sows them into the soil of her memories. The fruition is green, and that's why my eyes will flicker that color. Vegetables were never my Baduism, and I am calling Tyrone Jesus and my foremothers, and I try to heal her by smiling and exuding praises to their accolades there. Day by days, their baby girls and daddies, I'll heal her by way of appreciation. So I can't tell if it's because I didn't have it, I'd praise it more, but if I did, I'd appreciate it double, because the standard would have already been ordered and set to play. These days, I let her play, let her run and laugh with her descendants, bond with their adolescence, frolic and giggle, use my husband's shadow to feed her her need of dependence. I slip her doses of penance in every kiss he places on their foreheads. Every I love you fills void to the ones that she never had. There is redemption in every tickle and play wrestle, every hug and nuzzle. I'm healing every cell, every muscle, 297 kilograms of heart that is pounding in her chest, its weight now levied to the corners of my baby's mouths, ascending every time they smile. I am finger painting a portrait of wholeness, using crayons to rewrite her perception, healing her boo-boos by spanking the generational bullies that hurt her in the first place. I'm placing band-aids on her scar so she can feel better, encouraging her to no longer pull the scabs up, just live through dandelion-colored laughter and violet-tinted love, because that is what it looks like when I am watching them, while I am watching him be his role. His version of fatherhood looks so beautiful. He is amazing at being a girl dad. The Kobe of fathers, if I do say so myself, he is the epitome of what I would want myself. Paul.
Wow.
Oh my,
so much.
powerful.
First off, let me say this. I have...
Go ahead.
This is my first time hearing all three of you ladies. But that right there, that is exactly how I'm going to just tell you, I was a daddy's daughter, and that spoke so many values to my heart because I tried to make sure that my daughter did not fall in that curse or in that cycle of a daddy's daughter, and she has two amazing fathers, and to watch them with her. That poem spoke every bit of how I feel watching them with her because it's like, man, I wish I had that. But at the same time, you're excited about watching them watch her grow.
That one
right there. I don't know whether you ladies know me outside of here, and I know y'all don't, but y'all was just telling all my business tonight, so.
That's crazy because I was over here feeling the same way. Like, you know, I know we're sharing pages out of our journals or our diaries, you know, or what have you, our notebooks. But I feel like, you know, everyone took pages out of mine and read them. Like that Lauryn Hill song say, y'all found my letters and read them out loud. So this was beautiful. Thank you, Mojave, for this. This is great, and I'm excited for this. I think we need to go on tour now.
Come on now. Come with it. Let's get it.
Anything's possible.
I was like, this is a whole show, okay?
No, this has been utterly amazing. But I said I knew the energy was amazing and incredible. I knew that was going to happen. Let me throw some more bells. Put some applause on that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, on the bell. All right. You ladies have been simply amazing, right? And so since we're right at the thing and we got to run this open mic because it is a school night and everybody knows when it's a school night, I stop at 11 o'clock, point blank period, sometimes. But in the meantime, in between time, all right. So, Kay Marie, how can people find you?
Appreciate all the flowers, by the way, and y'all feeling me because I feel like that's so important. Healing that inner child. Okay, let me not get on that tangent because you said we're pressed for time. But we can talk about it. At Kay Marie Poetess on Instagram or on Facebook, if you type that, then my profile will come up. It's Christina with a K, Kay Marie, Marie. Kay Marie, 1 K-M-A-R-I-E. I have some other pages or whatever. Actually, I have a link tree, and my link tree is it's me, Kay Marie, I-T-S-M-E-K-M-A-R-I-E. And so that'll get you everything that I do, all the way, all the alignment, all of that jazz. So, but at Kay Marie Poetess on Instagram will get you the quick way, and I think the link tree is actually on there as well. So there you go.
Beautiful. Jay Ree, how can people find you?
Just Jay Ree 1 on Instagram. So J-A-Y-E-R-I-E 1.
Okay. And His Poet, how can people find you?
Well, His Poet, if you just look up His Poet on Instagram, I do a lot of stuff on TikTok generally. That's where I'm at. Of course, Facebook, but if you like just Google His Poet, all of my pages will come up, and I look forward to connecting with y'all. I also make jewelry, so I'm about to just put some new products out and everything again, and that's His Poet Creations .online. And so yeah, just hit me up, you know, and thank you so much for Javi, and ladies, you guys were phenomenal, very necessary pieces that are just like outstanding. So thank y'all so much.
No, y'all dope. Y'all super, super dope. Thank you so much for having this space and allowing me to be a part and partake in it. And these ladies, woo, I'm down for the tour. You let me know or whatever, okay? Because I'm down for all
I am too, Ona. For real, for real, for real.
Listen.
For real, for real.
Listen, ladies, I'm already about to hit y'all on the back channel in the DMs on Instagram. So.
Please do.
All right, so ladies, let's get into this open mic. We're going to start out with Epiphany. Epiphany, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Hello.
We're going to start the open mic portion. The mic is yours.
Okay. Is there any particular thing with the open mic tonight or just whatever?
It's whatever you want to do.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. I'll do this piece I just did today, actually. If I told you your body felt good to me, would you hold it against me? I see you pondering, wondering, how can she take my soul as I look deep into your eyes, as I glide up and down that shaft and hear you moan. Now, do you hear that little, that's the sound of me extracting your inhibition, because I'm on a mission to distract your every decision. I lift up off the tip and glide back down with precision. Got you gripping these handles, guiding the stroke as you go deeper in this cave, digging for gold. Now I'm on a roll, and that's two different things. But see, he wants control. Well, let's see. He said he wants to explore downtown, so would I be wrong to give him a tour of this pretty round brown? He did say he could use a bite. Well, I'm open up this buffet and let him soothe his appetite. Deep in. Head going stupid, salivating. Looks like you stepped in a ring against a pit bull. Now, didn't your mama teach you not to eat with your mouth full? But that's okay, because I'm going to take my time with you. Kissing you passionately past your insecurity. Working my way down to your forbidden town past your security. Have you ever had someone suction out your sensitivity? As the warmth from this tunnel holds you in captivity, go ahead and give in to me. Now close your eyes as this tunnel fills up with a stream. Don't be surprised. Just relax as your journey takes you on a wet dream to the extreme. Now sell it. You ever had it put on you so specific, so nasty and sloppy you thought you were laying in the middle of the Pacific? You see these soup clues blowing down, waiting for the come up. On my knees, praying till this volcano erupts. Look at you looking so sensitive. All up in your sensitivity. That'll teach you never to underestimate my power to give. So just give in to me. Pleasure, I come with nothing lesser than an immaculate distressor. One night, no fight. I'm pushing P. Now that's tons of pressure. That's that piece.
Ooh. Yeah, I've been sitting up here debating whether I was going to do an erotic piece or not.
I'm going to get myself something to drink. Any flowers?
See, now I was debating. I was like, am I going to do this piece that's sensual and nice, or am I going to do an erotic piece? But no, I didn't know why I expected anything but erotica from anybody that comes on with King Drip. So.
Really? I'm still getting blamed for stuff. I don't even be doing nothing. I still get blamed for the game, you know. Like, you
I thought the piece
your game. Oh, go ahead.
I thought the piece was magnificent. Amazing job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that,
no,
that's
thank
pyro.
You.
That's pyro. I can tell pyro.
Pyro,
you know? Shout out to pyro. Pyro in here. Pyro in the house.
Right. What's up, Mom?
Slick right there.
At ease, everybody. At ease.
Yeah, right. Okay, listen, we have some powerful poetry. Do not just be swayed because the piece made people made blood rush to other portions of their body. We must continue with open please and thank you. Great piece, Epiphany. We loved it. Thank you.
And I'm
gonna echo Danielle. You're nasty, but we like it over here, so we're not gonna say nothing bad about you. All right. We have rooms for that. Anyway, Danielle, the Perla Negra, are you?
Put me on.
Yeah, right. I got a piece. It ain't no drip tonight. It's just a piece. That's it. All right. This is untitled. Resting in the awareness of his breath lies life spoken with gratitude and love. Never caging my wild, instead, he gives me life. When my soul screams, his good energy whispers to it, calming the unrest in it. Speaking to me nonverbal in his love language as I become his forever night. So when the morning approaches, he can rise inside me as our still bodies cradle Earth's horizon, becoming one with the heartbeat of nature. Even on my darkest days, I have the sun because it's as if he's brushed his teeth with the stars when he smiles for me. And nothing is forced, but I am swept away in his magic because he loves to get lost inside my cosmos. When broken kept my heart in pawn, he took a trip inside my multiverse of madness, and his energy is the titan that fought my giants. Now peaceful sleep finds me, keeping our love flow and effortless overflow. With him, I can breathe. My everything is captivated, and still he gives me butterflies because I can taste his truth in every kiss. So now I have no reason to hide behind my tears anymore. That's that piece.
Hold on, let me shake. What's up? Okay, I was on. Okay. Yeah. That was sweet. Sweet.
Wow, okay.
I like it.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Any flowers.
Really a sweet piece. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, that was dope.
Thank you.
All right, Pyro, I'm going to throw you next. Since I'm going to ask your request, Pyro. So I'm going to get you to skip the lines. You ain't here often, and you're request to skip. So I'm going to let you rock out before everybody else. But, you know, we ain't going to make this a habit. But we gonna
oh, nah. Listen. You know, when I saw Jay Reed, you know, that's my sis, so I had to, you know, slide in for a little bit. And yeah, it was good. And, you know, when you meet me, bro, you know, I'll be. So, yeah. What were you on, bro? We were doing some demon time things.
No. Because we're not jumping off that cliff today, sir. We are not jumping off that cliff today. If the ladies decide to do it, that's one thing, but it's gonna be like walking through hell with kerosene drawers. We ain't gonna do it. Can't do it right
all
now.
Right. I'm gonna get to the vulnerable back, you know, vulnerability, everything. This is called.
How about some love, Pyro?
All right, you want me to do a love poem? All right,
yeah,
I got you. Okay. I will do a love poem just because you asked. Let's do it. Have I told you I love you lately? Have I told you you still mean the world to me? Have I told you I love you? I'll be your wishing well. Tell me what you want, baby. Baby, when I tell you I love you, I see everything good and perfect that God created. I understand why he created Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune with rings, and why heaven streets are paved in gold, because when he formed you, he knew exactly how to design you. He made you perfect. He's the real goat for crafting you perfectly. God is a genius for bringing you into my life. I loved you even before time began and before the earth was called the earth. You walk with such elegance and eminence. Your favor on two legs. Your heart is effervescent. Your beauty is scintillating. The Bible describes love as being patient and kind, not looking at the wrongdoings, but to be hopeful, persevering, always abounding and being steadfast. And with love being the greatest commandment, I vow to love you. I waited for you. Waited the very first day that our eyes were locked and we spoke each other's names. I was taught if I go to God in prayer and ask him for what I needed and wanted, he would answer and grant me the very desires of my heart. So when he gave me you, I thought I lost hope and love and hope in myself. But you brought out the very best in me and been everything described as a blessing. When everyone saw the worst in me, you accepted me for who I am. You helped me to be a better man and taught me that love is real when you have someone who reciprocates. Baby, you give me butterflies. You're my favorite subject to every course I take. You're my sunshine on rainy days. You've replaced I with we, and you've been forever etched in my heart in a place that can never be replaced. So I will catch that grenade for you. I will slay dragons for you. I will go to war for you. I will come back home to you. I will rescue you from any tower that could be engulfed in flames. You make me a superman and reassure me why you're my lowest lane. I'll take those bullets to the chest and the knives in the back for you. You won't ever have to worry about being alone. I'm here with you. I'll trade your pain with my dreams that you could be freed of every ounce of hurt that this horrific world has caused you. And I'm not leaving your side. Death cannot part what has been ordained to last forever. So I love you. I love you the way the rain kissed the earth in order for roses to be grown from the ground. I love you the way the stars rest in the sky and shine bright even when dark clouds try to conceal them. I love you the way my father found my mother and became the great example of what unconditional love is. I'm your Dwayne. No matter what we go through and the way we come from different worlds, this love will still be the same. You are worth loving, worth believing in. I got you. You got me. So don't you forget it. Don't forget the wings you have. And I forgot to mention that I feel bad for the very ones who hurt you and let you slip away, because you're now my queen. And I'm going to be faithful to you as your king, and I'm going to remind you of this when you walk down the aisle, when I make you my wife and we have our first child. Our love won't change. Our love will be a rekindling flame, and I will sacrifice everything I have, break every bone in my body, paint you soliloquies and monologues in every canvas that I can, dance with you to every soul jam, cater to your every request, stand on the heights of mountains, scream to the entire world that I love you and that you mean the world to me. Now come with me. Let's love to infinity and beyond. Power the great.
Damn. Every woman needs to hear that.
Okay. Okay, power. Okay, he brought in the power.
Thank you. Soul wasn't holding hands with
you. Damn.
Bye.
Yeah.
Thank y'all so much.
Yes.
Yeah, so. And the funny thing is, peace.
Warning, shit.
Absolutely did what you was doing. Sitting here to work out. I was like, I break bone in my body. I was like, man, listen. I was gonna say I'll be what coming in there wearing high karate. No, I'm just kidding. Peace, Pyro.
Thanks, bro. See you in Albany.
You better. You better.
Listen, you better. I already got the time off, and I'm already just trying to just, you know, work on the train, you know, and that's it. So we've got to work out the hotel thing. We're just going to send me the information. Yeah, I'm going to be in Albany. Y'all see me at Driftfest.
Technically, I already have the hotel. I'm just waiting for the head count so I can be like, okay, here's the accurate head count for this. I pretty much know what it is. But we got to move on. Y'all give them a round of applause, Pyro. I'll do it for you. Woo!
Love y'all.
So we're going to go from you, Pyro, to Black Rose. Black Rose, are you there?
I am. I'm hiding at work so I can go ahead and do it.
All right. Well, come on.
This is called Ace, that I miss you. I hate that I love you, because you're never here when I need you. You only call when you need me. I pour into you, you leave me empty, hating you. I cry in the shower to burn our memories, but they won't burn. So my body craves you, needs you, just to feel your touch. I hate I miss you. I hate I love you. I just want you. Hold me tight and lie right in my eyes. Tell me that you love me, that you need me, breathe me. See how I feel when you leave. I'd give my life for just one more night, one last memory of how we were. You burned them easily, leaving me needing, fiending, trying to replace you, but I can't. He don't know. He can't see. The me you had is dead. My heart in frozen pieces on the floor. We both leave it there. I wish your smile wasn't so bright. I wish that's all I can do. Was broken before I met you. Now the pieces are missing and you took them. How can I ever be me again? I can never believe in love because love isn't real. Not for me. I wish these open sores would heal. I wish there was a pill I could take just to make this hurt go away. But you'll just call again, open them back up, leaving me again, unloved, hurt, lying naked and broken, hoping, wishing. I never met you. You never smiled at me. We never spoke, touched my body in only ways you can, taking my soul, leaving my dead body behind, clouding my mind. I wish, I can't say it, but I wish you were here with me right now. That's that piece.
Wow. It must be the full moon, because y'all bringing some ocean tonight.
Hey, don't be home by yourself drinking brown liquor on that poem. Don't be home by yourself drinking brown liquor. Don't do it. It's a bad thing. Let me give you one more. All right, one more round of applause. All right. So we're going to move from you to She Comes to Me as a Rare Epiphany. Somebody sounds like they're underwater. You might want to mute yourself.
When in the last poem, that's what it was.
All right, somebody sounds like they're underwater. Okay, it sounds better now. Okay. She Comes to Me as a Rare Epiphany. What it do, Shorty? ATL. Rare, you ready?
I am.
Are you sharing a piece of the same thing, Madame?
I will share a piece. I will. I'll share a piece. I'm going to share a piece inspired by your Facebook question. And the question was, what would you do? Love.
Wait a second. My Facebook what? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Question. You had a post on Facebook and you said, what would you do for love?
Oh, okay, yeah. I did put that out there. That's a smooth, that was a smooth post too. I liked it.
Give it space, germinate, push through, grow, bloom, be whatever flower is meant to be, admire its beauty, allow its best in
without getting in the way for live shade on days when the blaze is too intense, protects from drench and downpour while still allowing it to absorb all the rain it needs. I trust you already know that about me. I will bend, compromise, listen, swallow pride, be led and still guide when I am needed this compass. I press hands to chest. Pray that God bless every heartbeat, every sweet repeat of breath. Do battle in the spirit realm, on earth the depth and breadth of every tear and furrowed brow. Oh, how I would chum the strands of the tail I did to talk. Let the sharp needle and flash of path of things like hymns of praise on scalp and face trace the path of love past, erase the footprints in those who broke the trust, made love weary of those of us who mean no harm, who do not use false charms to disarm love for the sake of treachery, who only seek to know it and be known. Belong, love not belong, will wait even longer. Even when in my heart I no longer believe it will come. For love, I will succumb to the icy invisible loneliness before I ever get acquiesced with an invitation. Love, there are no limitations. I do anything.
Wow. Whew, girl. Always. Your poetry is so beautiful. And your flow, your tone, and everything. You already know I'm a fan. I'm going to just sit in the corner. Gave myself.
Yeah, I'm a super fan. I got a badge.
Thank you, y'all.
Okay, we're going to go from you to divine inspiration, my epiphany brother, Pastor Slinky.
Hey, what's going on? Man,
what's happening?
You got a platform here tonight.
It's been pretty amazing, Paul.
Yeah, I mean,
we definitely hear you.
Okay. And those three queens that you started off with, each displayed aspects of being a queen. They are, and together they showed you what a queen should be. The way that some of the pieces exposed some of the dirty little secrets of our lives. The way some of them actually honored men for being men and fathers. You know, they touched on so many topics that need to be spoken on. I mean, hats off to all three of you ladies. Yeah, y'all need to get together and do something.
I'm in agreement. I am in agreement. Paul, do you have a poem for us?
Yes, I do. I have a piece called Suffering in Silence. Echoes of the past reverberating through my mind. Images of experiences and hurdles obviously survived, but have you? Present day reactions and attractions, are they influenced, tainted by, hindered by the past? Are the things that are done in the dark the offspring of your past? Those things you can't get off your chest because there's no one you would share it with, and you suffer in silence. Wearing a mask for all to see, hiding what's festering insidiously inside. You have moments when you are distracted by life and have a respite, or so you think. Because as long as you don't confront what is poisoning you, it will continue to infect your peace. Until you choose to let go and let God, your slow, painful decline into destruction will never cease. In view of the change of ethics and morals and transformed definitions of words, like loyalty, honor, respect, and friend, you feel trapped and alone carrying your weight. So you suffer in silence. Somewhere in the midst of all that is attacking you, a memory, also from the past, comes to mind. There is one you could always turn to, one who is beyond the need to change, one who is now, will be, and has always been available for you and me, one in whom exists the only key, the key to unlock and defeat your demons of the past, making you eternally free. And all that's required is your heartfelt acceptance to his request. And when with open arms, he says, come to me. Suffering in silence exists because I won't give him all of me. We suffer in silence and will continue to do so until you cast your woes upon Christ. Poem.
That's a poem. There you go.
If you're willing to sound on my voice, you have 60 seconds to get in. The number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard. We are about to head over into the after hours. However, if it does cut off or anything else that happens, I believe we have one more poet before we shut it down and do some other things. But more importantly, we're going to get to it right away and shortly. Give a round of applause. Paul, I'll do it for you because, Paul, that's amazing. Thank you very much. Hold on. Let me give you some more applause. And I'm always pleased when you stop by. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for coming here and rocking out with us. I appreciate you.
My pleasure. God bless you all. One love.
All right, you got 10 seconds to call in before the Blog Talk ladies officially stop streaming. You can still kick you out. That's what she does. She don't like nobody. All right. So now we're going to go to area code 678. Area code 678. Who mass is speaking?
You already know who this is, Mojave.
I should already know.
Probably
who
not.
It is. I don't read numbers well, so you have to tell me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give you a hint. The pull up game is strong. Okay.
Hey, should know me. Hey.
That's good.
What's happening?
Not that way.
Oh man.
Oh, boy. You know I gotta get pulled up with us.
This is true. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Sensational with the pull-up game. Everybody, it's Mariel. It's been a pretty good night, man. I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, Mariel, what you got? What you got, man?
All right. So apparently I'm hearing that we can't do anything during week. Filthy. So I'm going to do something beautifully dope.
All right, that sounds like a plan. The mic is yours.
Yeah. Dear Mario, it's me, your pen. And here we are back at it again, writing about her. You're starting to think that she's meant to be a part of your world because all we've been talking about is this girl lately, and it's probably based off of some unsustainable feelings. You tend to go through these emotions only focused on her mind, her body, and her soul. It's like when she entered your world, she caused you to rejoice, and now it seems like everyone disappeared whenever you hear her voice. You go blind every time that you see her smile, and this has been going on for quite some time. Like, do you even remember life before at all? Can you even recall a memory before y'all first talked? Because she's all in your system, like her program is solved and the protocol bypassed her, your firewall. I mean, you do realize that you've been existing for 35 years now, but somehow you been seeming like life without her is not even allowed. Like, I can't even go through your brain without seeing stains of her remains. Like, do she live and reign within your domain? Does she contain a place within your space where you embrace the fact that she keeps your heart at this steady pace? I mean, is it her face, her personality, the reason why I keep writing about her whenever I look into your reality? See, I keep writing and she still bleeds through your ink. Her face is in every neurotic impulse that activates whenever you think. When she possesses your attention when you're focusing on decisions, she's mentioned in every feeling that you feel within your emotions. Her question, why do you still get nervous? Why do 1,000 butterflies still flutter within your stomach, but yet it still seems like you love it? Well, let me ask you, is she even worth it? I mean, okay, you say she is, then we should write about it. Well, let's get started. I mean, you think about it, and I write it down on how you feel. It's as long as you keep it real. Deal? Deal. Okay, so, dear poetry, there's this lady. Peace.
I see you, Shinobi. I see you. I see you. Let me hit you one more time. One more time.
Yeah, that was
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all, I see y'all coming through. You know, this is pretty amazing, and it has been amazing and an incredible show. I'd like to thank my three features, K. Marie, amazing, Jerry, super duper fresh, and his poet. All of y'all have been beautiful, powerful, being able to show different sides, you know, basically being transparent and giving amazing poetry. Can y'all join me in giving them a round of applause, please?
Yes. Well, thank you.
Y'all have been nothing short of phenomenal and amazing energy and transparency. I'm so thankful that y'all came. This show has been super dope and life-affirming and life-lifting. So I love it a lot. Thank you. Anybody have any other closing announcements before we begin to close? Ladies, how did y'all feel about your experience off last week?
Oh, I enjoyed it. I hope I'm welcome back. And I definitely will be tuning in more to hear and support others as well. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I speak blessings, prosperity, abundance to your show, your whole business, and the whole movement that you have going on. I think you are doing a powerful work in our community, just in being able to unite so many of us in so many different ways. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yeah, absolutely welcome. His poet, are you still here?
I am. I just wanted to say really quickly that that's my grandbaby, y'all. We won't even talk about what he's doing right now. He put himself in a Build-A-Bear box, okay? He want to be a Build-A-Bear, okay? I just enjoyed tonight. I enjoyed having so much fun and listening to you guys, and it was an honor to be here, you know, Mojave. It's an honor, and it's always a great joy I cannot wait till next time. And I just believe that tour is about to be spoken into existence. Matter of fact, it's already been spoken into existence. So we are going to be ready to do that, definitely. And this was phenomenal. And here, everybody, and I enjoyed everything that everybody presented tonight. And thank you so much. And just the feedback, it was phenomenal.
Well, thank you so very much. So very, very happy. So very, very happy to have had y'all come through, and amazing. And it's very uplifting, and what a way to come back and celebrate everybody. But as it goes, we must go. I most certainly must go. But I want to thank y'all again for coming out. I want to thank everybody who came and read. I want to thank Danielle, Grand Epiphany, Divine Inspiration, Shinobi, Pyro, hey, all the people who came through to come and support and come and make this thing doing Fly Speak a well-worthy endeavor that sits in the universe by itself. Thank y'all. I appreciate it. It's been nothing short of amazing. I feel affirmed and feel great, but as we must say, we must go. So this podcast will self-destruct in 10 seconds. Thank y'all for coming. God bless you. Good night. Be safe. Wash your hands and be good people. And pay it forward. Be kind. Because you never know what everybody else is going through. All right? Take care. 10, 9, 8, 7,
Six, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
God bless you.